Welcome to the Hat Trick, the new cricket podcast brought to you by cricketbetting.com. I'm your host, Ed Hawkins. This is the live weekly cricket betting show, which tells you exactly what will be happening in the second test between India and England. Each of our guests are challenged to pick one bet and one bet only, and every week their profit and loss will be revealed. The three wise men. There's no hiding place on the hat trick. So our three tippers are Manish, who'll be looking at bets with a strong stat angle. Welcome, Manish.
Hi.
Good to see you. He's joined by the man who used to frequent the dark side. It's John Wright, former odds compiler. Good to see you, John.
Hi, Ed. How you doing?
I'm good. And finally, Ben Brown is here with a particular eagle eye for the specials across the markets. How are you doing, Ben?
Rocking tonight.
Oh, good stuff. Right. Something for the weekend then. We've got a fantastic test match for you. John, I'm going to come to you first. We're talking bets for India versus England in the second test. Vizag starts Friday, Feb 2nd. Our featured bookmaker is 1xBet. Match odds 1.459. India, England 2.8 and a draw 11.3. Shock winners in the first test, John. There's no Kohli, no Jadeja, no Rahul. As a former odds compiler, are you looking at the odds now and thinking England are too short because of historic woes in this country, or is it more about the here and now?
I think it's about the here and now. I think England are playing a fearless brand of cricket. And I think that, as you said there, the key players that are going to be missing India, especially Jadeja in all three disciplines, is going to be a big loss for India. So I don't think this test match will be a draw. I think it'll be played at pace at a very, very small ground. I think there'll definitely be a result. And I think that's the angle, really. I think it'll be a result. I don't think England are overpriced at all.
Okay, shock winners, of course, England in that first test. We're expecting a spinning wicket again in Vizag. Only two tests played there. England beaten there in 2016. South Africa beaten there in 2019. Manish, you've been having a look at the wicket and some of the stats. We're awaiting a pitch report. We don't know too much yet. Does it spin from those previous games?
It does. So three of the top four wicket takers here have been spinners, and the other one is Mohammad Shami. He took five wicket haul, but apart from that, it's all spinners. But an interesting thing about this pitch is that it's a high scoring pitch in the first innings for each team. So it was kind of a second reckoning for Rohit Sharma, who played in 2019 and scored two centuries in two innings. So I would say it's a first innings games more than compared to the other venues here. Ashwin has a couple of fivers. He has a seven wicket haul. Jadeja also has a four wicket haul here, and that is where India will be missing Jadeja as a bowler, if not as a batsman and the fantastic fielder that he is. So yes, it's spin that will determine the result of the game, and perhaps England are looking at all spin attack as per Brendan McCullum. So let's see if that happens. It will be interesting to see how it goes.
Okay, probably come back to a question about Jadeja later and see how much a bigger miss he is for India. Ben, with your eye across the markets, we expect spin to be important. Manish has told us we can expect some spin. Going to ask you about odds you might have seen which play into that. A couple of notes I've made related to spin: 2.8 Ashwin with 1xBet, top first innings wicket taker for India. Hartley 3.25 to do the same for England with 1xBet. The double, by the way, they've paired those two is 9, so that's a potential there. So what have you spotted, Ben?
Look, I think you said it all, but the interesting thing here is that England, you've got English bowlers who can actually spin a ball. The first test really showed that. So normally you would just pick the Indian bowlers. So I think Hartley at 3.25 has got to be the standout one there. I think that's a fairly obvious one. There's another one that is an interesting one that let's call it a far out. One is Ashwin to score 99.5, so in other words, get a century and score 4.5 wickets. That's a 21. So that's a very interesting acca bet. If India can perhaps win the toss and bat first, then that one comes into play. But certainly, picking spinners on this wicket is the right move, and there's no reason to see the likes of Hartley. Can't do it.
Okay. Hartley just said that all you need to do is turn up and bowl in India. No guile or flight required. And it looked a bit of a foolish thing to say after the first innings, but what he did in the second was quite extraordinary. We're going to find some best bets for you. A reminder to check out cricketbetting.com for all your cricket betting needs. Odds, stats, trends and angles online there. So give that a visit. Also, please give the hat trick some love across the socials and hit the subscribe button so we can keep coming back. What I want to discuss, though, is Jadeja. I'll come to you, Manish, because you mentioned him first. Massive loss for India. And when someone
Absolutely.
Goes out like that, does that impact the balance of a team? Does it make you think that you're going to play in a completely different way in regards to your punting?
Jadeja has been a standout all-rounder for India. He bowls around 40 overs each match. He has averaged over 50 in India for last few years. He averages currently better than Ben Stokes. And to replace someone like Jadeja, you have to actually make a couple of changes. You can't replace him with one player. And I'm not even talking about his fielding. And you know the Ben Stokes run out that did him in. That was the turning point of the match. So Jadeja is someone who contributes with the bat, with the ball, and in the field, he's a live wire. And I think India would have to bring in someone like Washington Sundar to replace him. And in the bowling side, I think they'll probably go with Kuldeep Yadav to replace the vacancy that he creates in terms of a wicket taker. Because Washington Sundar, even though he's a decent bowler, he is not a wicket taker. He probably has as many 50s as he has wickets in Test cricket.
John, very quickly, if Jadeja plays, what price are India?
I think they're about 140 if Jadeja plays. Okay. I agree with Ben. He's lost in all three disciplines, and I think it upsets the balance of the side. And I think India will definitely play three spinners, and maybe Siraj won't play. I mean, Siraj. Right, didn't turn to Siraj at all. I think he bowled about 7 or 8 overs in the match. I wouldn't be surprised if India go with Bumrah and three spinners at least.
Great stuff. This is the hat trick. You've got three bets coming for that second test, one from each of our experts. There's no hiding place. We'll get to those tips in a minute. But I do want each of you to give me one opinion on something that happens and a related betting market for Vizag. Just a sentence and the bet. Or what you think will happen. John, do you want to go first?
Well, I think there'll be runs. I think runs will be scored quickly at this place. So I like Jaiswal. He's index. I think they'll get runs very, very quickly at the top of the innings. So his market, 80 runs over the match, I think's value. I'd be definitely a buyer of that. So 183 Jaiswal. I think he's a very underrated cricketer in all formats. And I think with this Indian batting lineup, with Patidar and Safraz probably coming in, I think even though he hasn't got much experience at this level, the way he played in the first test, the 80 that he got and the 15, I think he, with Gill being a bit out of form, I think he's the value in the Indian batting lineup. So I'd go with Jaiswal for me, would be my bet, over 80 points.
He was baz bowling it a bit when he came in that first things. Manish, what have you got?
I think since this is the first innings game, and I think both the teams have a couple of players who might go on to make centuries, I like the odds of first innings, any player to score a century or more, yes, at 1.705. If you look at the last two tests, it's not a big sample set, but it tells something about the first inning data here. There have been total of 7 centuries in 2 tests, and 5 of them have come in the first innings from either of the teams. And when I say more than 100, I'm more looking for England here, someone from England, something, someone like Pope or Root or maybe Stokes down the order to go on and register a quickfire century. And from India side, I think Rohit Sharma is the most suitable given the history he has. And even though he hasn't scored more lately, but he's one of the best batsmen against spin in this team, in the absence of KL Rahul at least.
Okay. And finally, Ben, something that might happen, something that might not happen, something, maybe you bash the English.
I'm a massive fan of Duckett. I love the way he plays. He's a proper test batsman, finally. I've got to say, England's been looking for one. He'd had two shocking shots to get out, especially their second innings. But I really, really rate him. I can see if a century doesn't come in this match, it's going to come in the series. I mean, it's a five-test series, so be a bit disappointed if he didn't. So I think him, his odds have kind of been going between 5.5 and 6 for the top batsman for first innings. But I like him. I think he does well.
Yeah, man of short stature, flat batty as well, suited to perhaps slower wickets. Thanks for that. Which of those make it into the best picks at the end of this show? A couple of prices I've spotted on 1xBet is Pope 1.83 for over 22.5 runs in the first, and he's probably get those all of those in reverse sweeps. Rohit Root double, both to score 50 is 4.5, and that's in the first innings. Couple of fancies there from me. This is the hat trick. This is three wise men picking one bet each to find the value for that second test. Three tips coming up now from John Manish and Ben in their areas of expertise. We are keeping score on how they get on, so you'll be able to check every week on their profit and loss figures. So short and snappy, please. Just what the bet is, guys, because we're tight on time and we're coming to John Wright.
Yeah, my bet of the match is Joe Root over 130 and a half points in the match. Joe got 31 runs in the first match. You're talking about a batsman that averages 50 in Test cricket, but I think the key thing here is that Root will, sorry, Stokes will bowl Root a lot. He bowled 48 overs in the first Test match. He got 151 points, and as I say, he only got 31 runs. I think that's buying money. I think Root will definitely score over 130 and a half points at 1.83. That's my main bet.
Manish, see if you can do it quicker.
I would say Ashwin for man of the match at 10. So he has 9 man of the matches so far, and at home he's a series winner, not just the match winner. And he has had an off match, the last one, and in that match he took 6 wickets. So that's how his off games go. And I expect him to come back strongly at home. This is home, and that defeat should sting him. So I think Ravichandran Ashwin will come back stronger in this match and pick up the Man of the Match award.
Okay, Ashwin at 10 on 1xBet.
Yeah.
Ben, is it Duckett?
This is then no, it's not. I like that one, but it's the last time you're going to see me talk about it, winning of the toss. But I think the one that jumped out at me was England to win the toss and win the match. That's at fives, so I'm going to go hard on that one. It's obviously a flip of a coin, so I lose the bet straight away if they lose the bet. But the reality is, India don't do as well when they lose a toss. So the last 10 years, they've only won 12 of 19. If they win the toss, they've lost 1 out of 22. So England winning the toss, and given their style of cricket recently, it's an England win, and I'd like to just add my odd back and get a better payout by doing that double acca and make it five. So that's my bet.
Okay, great stuff. Your hat trick, Root, Ashwin, England to win the toss and win the test. There you go. Great stuff. Make a note of those. Don't forget to check cricketbetting.com. We are back next week to preview the third test between India and England. Find another hat trick, three more standout cricket bets. This has been the hat trick with cricketbetting.com.